It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? Oh, I thought about the opera so much this weekend. Yes, we had a busy time last week, didn't we? You and I together. I like the busy times, but I like the quiet times too. There's lots that we can think about and talk about. I want you to see these. That says, it's you I like. And all these different cards have the different words to that song. Come on to the kitchen. I'll put them right on the table and we can look at them together. I'll say what these cards say, and you can just read right along with me, all right? This one says, it's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember.
even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like.
True. And I like the fish, too. Give them some food right away today. I come and feed them on the weekend, but still they're ready for their food each day. I just give them a little bit. Telephone. Hello? Hi, Dawn. I was just feeding the fish. Yeah. Oh, yes, we're visiting together. Donut teacher? Yeah. Certainly, yeah, we're interested in all sorts of things. All right, we'll be over in a little bit. Thank you. Goodbye. That's Chef Brockett. He says that there's a teacher there who teaches how to make donuts. You see, even Chef Brockett is still learning different things, even learning different things about how to cook. Would you like to go to his bakery? I would. Come back. Sure. It's you I like. Come along with me.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Oh, some of the donuts.
Yeah, they're very good, too.
Boy, they look good.
Why don't you go to the back to see them?
Thank you. I'd like to.
I'll see you later.
All righty. Hi, Don.
Hey, hi, Fred. How you doing?
Do Mr. Rogers.
This is Mr. Hoffman. He's the donut man.
My pleasure to meet you.
I like to see you make these.
Just in time to watch me making some donuts.
Good.
We're going to cut it, turn it, and twist it. Then we're going to take the holes out of the donuts. Would you care to try to cut one?
Well, I'd just like to see what this is.
All right.
I don't think I've ever seen a donut cutter before. So that is what makes the hole.
That's right.
You press it down, is that it?
That's right. Press it and turn.
And turn it.
Right. Uh-huh. Then the hole, then you put it over here, then we take the hole of the donut out. We don't usually fry them because it takes too long in a business place.
But you can make them into something else, can't you?
Oh, yes. Then we take them, put them over here. But, Chef Brockett, would you like to try something different?
Sure.
Show you a little different kind of a donut.
That's what I want to do today, is learn as much as I can about them.
Just put this piece of dough over here for the next time.
Okay.
Now I'm going to pull this apart. Mm-hmm. You understand? And push that way and pull. Mm-hmm. And just leave it twist over. Mm-hmm. But you must make sure it's sealed. Mm-hmm. Okay? Would you care to try one?
You're a good teacher, Mr. Hoffman. I'll try that.
Thank you.
That's a twist kind of a donut, isn't it?
I open it up, and I'm going to push and pull at the same time.
Correct.
Push. One more time. Pull. Then I bring it over here.
Correct.
And I want to seal it and twist it.
Correct.
See?
Very nice.
Oh. You're just in time.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I'd like you to show Mr. Rogers how they fry.
Oh, okay? My pleasure. Just in time for that.
Now, why did you take these? Do those have to rise? Is that
That's
it?
Right.
Yeah, and see these ones.
See the difference in size?
Oh, yeah.
This is a yeast dough, so we have to let it rise. And we have to put in 375 degree oil. It's very hot, and you have to keep your hands away from that. Can I show you a twist that is already done?
Yeah.
Ready to? Okay, on me.
Twist goes in.
Okay. Then we have sticks, so we have to stay away from the oil.
Two donuts with holes and two twists.
All right. Now we want to see if they're done. So we push them over, flip them over. We flip them over. You notice I'm staying, Mr. Rogers, I'm staying away from the oil as far as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once they're fried, we have to get them out of here. And I'm going to try and decorate a few for you. Okay. I've just finished a few over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that now.
They look good and they smell so good.
Thank you. Okay. And now we're going to take them out with prongs.
The twist. You take
the twist.
The prongs. Uh-huh.
Okay.
They look nice, too. The
The would twists you, really look pretty, wouldn't they?
Would you care if I decorated one, Mr. Rogers?
I'd like it to.
All right. See, we have chocolate icing. We soften it, and we just wipe our hands on top of it. Then we dip it into the topping, which is coconut this time. You can have all the others, any kind you want, and it sticks to it, and we put it down. Would you care to taste that?
Chocolate?
It's cool enough. It's one of the ones I did before.
Oh.
Pardon me, sir. I have to make a phone call. Will you excuse me?
Sure.
Oh, Mr. Hoffman, this is great.
Thanks, Mr. Hoffman.
He's a good teacher.
Chef Rocket.
Oh, hi.
Guess what?
What?
The pantomime people are back.
Oh, great.
And they were wondering if you were here.
Yeah. I'd like Fred to meet them, too.
Pantomime people?
Yeah, you know, there's a troupe of pantomime people. They've been rehearsing over at Betty's Little Theater.
Oh, I want to tell my friend, remember Marcel Marceau and Mime Walker and people who do pantomime?
I even do pantomime in the kitchen. Like if we're going to do something with chicken in it, I'll go... Mm-hmm. You know, when I tell you, shh, and make you guess.
Sure.
And sometime, if I'm going to do stirring, I'll do funny, fast stirring like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if I were going to try to pan about a donut, I'd probably go something like that and have say there's a hole in it. You know? But I want you to meet them now. I want to tell you, the coach of the pantomime group is deaf.
Deaf?
He can't hear.
Oh, well, I was hoping I could talk with him.
Well, you can.
Well, if he can't hear.
Well, he sees what you say with his eyes.
Oh, he lip reads.
Huh?
Oh, have you ever seen anyone who can lip read? Well, this is someone who knows what you're saying just by looking at your lips. Well, I'll try it. I'd like to say this to you. I like you. Of course, I use my hands.
Well, he does, too.
Oh, well, will he talk to me? Well,
sure he will. Now, his voice might sound strange at first because, see, he can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, if I don't understand, I'll just ask him to repeat what he said.
Well, that's what he wants you to do. Come on, I'll
let's meet him. Come along.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Chef Rocket.
Fred, I want you to meet some friends of mine. These are my pantomime friends. This is Elaine and Tim. Fred
Hi,
Rogers.
Elaine.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Happy to meet you.
Well, I'm happy to meet you, too.
Join us?
Sure. I'd like you to know my television friend.
Happy to meet you, too.
Do you understand, Tim? Well, you're the coach of the pantomime group, are you?
Yes, I am.
I'd like you to do something so that we could get used to listening to you, something that my friend already knows, like Mary Had a Little Lamb. Could you do that?
Okay.
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Would you say that to me?
Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow.
White as snow.
And everywhere, maybe when little lamb wants to go.
Oh, there goes the lamb. That's lovely. What if Mary had 10 lambs?
I would fall asleep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.
And then you wake it up. When you teach people pantomime, how do you do that? How do you teach people pantomime?
Well, like sometimes Tim has us use things or make things that aren't there. Like, what? Yeah. Banana split.
Oh, good. cherry right on the top. That's Did you see great. The banana? Hey,
can I have a bite?
You all are rehearsing at Betty's Little Theater,
right,
are you?
Right, right, right.
I'd like to come over sometime, if I may.
Fine.
Are you here all week?
Yeah, listen, in fact, can we hang this up?
The poster? Oh, sure, you can put your sign up in here anywhere. Come on, Tim, we'll put it up.
Well, I'll see you later this week, then.
Okay, we'll see you, Fred.
Goodbye.
Fred. Bye-bye.
Bye, Elaine.
Come on, Tim.
Bye, Tim. Come along. Let's go back to my place. That was fun watching them pantomime that making of a banana split. Yeah. You know, Tim Scanlon could certainly teach us a lot about pantomime. We'll go someday this week and watch him and his people work. We understand each other well. You know, some people believe that you become deaf by hearing something you're not supposed to hear, hearing something bad. That's not how people get to be deaf. No, some people are born deaf, and other people get deaf after they're very, very, very sick. It's not because they were bad. Now, if you know somebody who's deaf, you could ask them about it. They'd probably be glad you were interested. Let's have some make-believe, right? Let's make believe that X the Owl is expecting a new teacher from the Owl Correspondence School. Chef Brockett could be in make believe, too. In fact, we could just pretend that there were a lot of donuts right here on the top of the trolley. All right? Some of them could even spell OCS. Neighborhood of Make Believe.
Hi, Charlie. Ooh, they look good. What? Are those donuts or letters? Well, they look and smell and feel like donuts, but some of them are letters. O-O-O, O-C-S. O-O-O, O-C-S. O-C-S? Owl Correspondence School. That's X's school. Oh, thanks, Charlie. Another lesson for X. X is always wanting new lessons. See ya. X's lesson, OCS. X's lesson has come. X's lesson, OCS. X's lesson has come. X's lesson, OCS. X's lesson has come.
Hi, Chef Broccoli, how in the world are you?
Fine, I bet you can't guess what I have.
Looks like a bunch of donuts to me. Thank
I know,
you.
But look closely.
Hey, some of those donuts spell OCS.
That's right.
Do you
Here, let me hand them to you.
Do you suppose?
Oh.
Oh, is that for me?
Got it.
Oh, thank you.
See?
Oh, see?
See?
That's right.
Got it.
Correspondence.
Okay.
Yes, school. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
No, wait. Here's a message. Here's a message.
It a says, message? What yeah. does it say?
Today we send you a snack to eat. Tomorrow your teacher you will greet.
Hey, read that again, Chef Brockett. I want to be sure I understand.
Today we send you a snack to eat. Tomorrow your teacher you will greet. Hey, that's a cool school.
Tomorrow? Oh, boy. But what kind of a lesson do you suppose it'll be?
It says here it's a multiple choice lesson.
Multiple choice? You mean I get to choose?
That's right. Here are your choices.
Okay, Chef Broccoli, I'm listening.
Your teacher can give you lessons in art.
Oh, good. That's what I want.
You do?
Yes.
I mean, let me just hear the other choices.
Your teacher can give you a lesson in acting.
Acting? Oh, I've always wanted to go on the stage.
Arrow shooting?
Bow and arrow?
Yep. And pole vaulting?
Pole vaulting?
Pottery?
Pottery? How am I ever going to choose the lesson I want?
Printing?
Printing? Printing? Why, that's my very favorite lesson, printing. Benjamin Franklin was a printer.
Which lesson are you going to take?
I want to learn them all.
I'll tell you what, that teacher must be pretty good to teach all those things.
My good old school has great teachers, I'll tell you.
Well, tomorrow you'll find out who the teacher is.
Oh, I don't want to wait until tomorrow. Do you know who my teacher will be?
No, it isn't me, and it's not my donut-making teacher.
For sure?
For sure.
Oh, I wish I could have my teacher here right now.
You better practice some waiting.
Waiting, I guess so. Anyhow, I'm glad you brought me that OCS message.
I am too. I'll see you, X.
Okay, Chef Brockett. It was good to smell, good to feel, and it'll be good to eat, and I'll be mighty glad. Oh, boy. I wonder who my teacher will be. I really wonder. Well, what's that I hear? Oh, do you suppose Mr. Clemens is going to be my teacher? I think I'll just go find out.
Oh, the sound of money. Oh, the sound of the cash register. Woo-hoo! Oh, the sound of bills and change. Will I ever hear enough of that sound? Oh, sweetie, these operas that I'm in, they just thrill me.
I know exactly what you mean, Lady Elaine. But now that it's over, I have lots and lots of lessons to give.
Oh, hello.
Father X.
Did you say lesson?
I sure did. I give all kinds of lessons.
Oh, well, I'm going to practice my opera lessons. I've got a great future ahead of me. Well, toot toot, kiddies.
Bye, okay, Lady Elaine.
So happy practicing.
Professor Clemens, I didn't know that you taught art and acting and pole vaulting and printing.
Well, I don't, X. I teach opera singing. Oh.
Look what I found without looking. I found the one of my dreams. Look what I've come upon happily. We are in love, it seems.
I teach opera singing.
Yeah, you mean you're not my OCS teacher at the moment?
Well, not that I know of, X. I mean, no one has contacted me from OCS.
Oh, who will be my OCS teacher? Who will be my OCS teacher? And what lessons will I now choose?
I don't know, X.
Oh, boy. I was just thinking of my OCS anthem. You know, the alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, will my teacher be? Who will it be? One of our neighbors? Will it be a he or she, a he or she? Oh, who will my teacher be? Who will it be? OCS, please tell me. Who will teach me? Who will teach me?
Well, I just don't know, X.
Well, I just guess we'll have to wait and see.
That we will have to do.
Find out whatever you can, though, Professor Clemens.
I sure will, X. I'll do my best.
Thanks.
Promise.
See ya.
Okay, then. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Who will X's teacher be? Who will OCS send?
Hi there, Trolley. You know, X is pretty excited about his lessons. I wonder who will his teacher be, Charlie? We'll have to wait and see. So long.
Whoever the teacher is, he or she can certainly teach a lot of things. OCS. The Owl Correspondence School. I like the way that goes. Let's practice some lip reading. All right? You read my lips. See if you know what word I'm saying. Does that look like boy to you? Now try this one. Girl. See how they're different? Now here's a sentence. Boys grow up to be men. Girls grow up to be women. But whatever you are, it's you I like. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me.
Yep.
We have a whole week to be together now. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.